Live. We're launching into the third hour of this program. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there completely free, so enjoy those. Again, joining you tonight is Ian.
And Meg.
It's again freetalklive.com, 800-259-9231. We've talked about everything from the DEA stupidity tonight to the world religions, specifically Christianity, but just kind of the idea of that morality can come from religion.
Yeah.
And that's the wrong way to approach morality. Needs to come from learning life's lessons on its own and making mistakes and making choices about what's right.
To just say something blatant like morality comes from religion, that's basically saying anybody without religion is immoral, which I find very hard to believe.
It's nonsense.
Yeah.
I've been a religious, and I had morality at that time. Mm-hmm. But as Mark would likely point out, were he here, he's off doing some fireman thing tonight. But, you know, he would point out that when he was growing up, he was raised in a very religious kind of upbringing.
Yeah.
And then when he chose to be an atheist at that point, he did throw his moral compass out the window because it was all so fake, and it was seemed, you know, self it was seemed imposed upon him. And well, if I'm an atheist and there is no hell and there is no heaven, then F it. It doesn't matter what I do. I'll just start committing crimes. Now, that's not to say that all atheists do that. I was an atheist and I was completely peaceful and very moral the whole time that I was an atheist. But things can swing, kind of the pendulum can swing all the way in that other direction if you don't have a real moral compass.
Yeah.
And if all you have is what the religion has taught you as what your supposed beliefs are about morality, then you are taking a real big risk with what could happen to you in the absence of that religion.
Just think of it as teenage rebellion, but in religious form.
So your thoughts are welcome at 800-259-9231. And then there's the last caller that we had that was just kind of, he basically trotted out the standard Christian line.
Yeah.
That is that, you know, I believe that Jesus was sent here to save us.
We're all sinners.
Right, we're all sinners. He's here to save us from our sins. And, of course, I asked the question, well, does that mean that you believe that hell is where those who don't believe that Jesus is our Savior is, that we're going to? And, oh, yes, of course. Well, but Hitler or somebody else who's horrible, if they were to just accept Jesus in the 10 minutes before they die, that they would get to go where all the white fluffy clouds are, and everything, there's angels, and everything's just great. But those of you who've spent your lives in the assistance of others and helping others and, you know, living life from a moral perspective, because you didn't believe in this particular story, this particular iteration, this version of events about Jesus, because you didn't believe that, too bad. Enjoy your fiery brimstone and torment. I mean, how anybody can look at that and say, boy, that makes sense. It blows my mind.
It always reminds me of this cartoon where there's this very villainous character. He's like a henchman or something like that. He's dying, and his last dying breath, he quickly says the Lord's Prayer, and then he's like, yes, made it, and then dies. And that's always what I think of. It's like, you could be the most awful person, but if you can get it in there in those last seconds, you're free. Yeah. You're free. You're good.
Yeah, so that's pretty much the pitch.
Yeah.
And it's just so ludicrous. So how is it that people can't see that? How can they be so blinded to the inherent contradictions that are present there? And that I don't get it. I don't think I ever will get it. It's nothing more than crazy indoctrination that's the only explanation for it, is that people have been told this from the beginning of whatever, you know, whenever they started going to church. They've been told this story. They believed it because they were surrounded with other people who believed it. And when the questions came up, maybe they just never even questioned it. But if the questions came up, they were just brushed aside. Oh, you don't need to ask those questions. Jesus loves you. Just accept him and believe, and everything is going to be fine.
Which, I mean, it's kind of the same way with government. I mean, people just sort of, I mean, I was raised in a Christian family, and until I was at least, you know, in my teens, I just thought it was part of the way that life is. You know, grass is green, sky is blue, God is there, government's here. You know, it's just part of life. But once you start questioning it, like, you know, the grass can still be green, the sky can still be blue, but maybe we don't really need government. Maybe God isn't quite real. Or
isn't quite what they say it is. Let's go to Bill, listening in Indy to WXNT. Bill, you're on with Ian and Meg on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, I want you to tell me, am I agnostic or am I an atheist?
All right, tell me.
I don't really believe in the traditional Jesus, God type of thing, although I do believe that there's a supreme being somewhere out there in the world, or the universe, I should say. I believe that there is extraterrestrial life in other galaxies. I don't believe that they come here. I don't think we've ever been visited, at least not in the last couple thousand years, maybe in, 50,000 years ago. But I don't believe in UFOs, coming around. Everything can be explained one way or the other here in the last few centuries, let's say.
Okay.
Well, I think everything can be explained one way or another, period. We just don't have it.
Now, am I agnostic or am I an atheist? I don't know. If you need to ask me more questions.
Well, you believe in the idea that there could be something that is supreme to you, a being that could be supreme to you out there.
Yes, there's something that's better than me, and there's something that's smarter than me, and there's something more advanced. It might only have one eye in its middle of its forehead.
Yeah, I think it just depends on the definition of atheist that we're looking at here. And if we go with the definition we used earlier tonight, then the belief in supreme aliens essentially means that you can't be an atheist.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if there are atheists out there that would say that, well, those aren't gods, and so therefore I'm still an atheist who believes in aliens. So I guess it just depends on the definition of supreme being. To one atheist it may mean one thing, but it seems that the definition of supreme being doesn't include omniscience necessarily. It doesn't include all-powerful or omniscient beings, and clearly that would be a supreme being. But you can be supreme simply by surpassing mankind. So I guess, how do you feel about the idea of an omniscient being, being separate from everything else?
What does that mean, omniscient? What do you mean?
Omniscient, something that knows everything, something that...
sees everything, knows everything.
Oh, I don't think that would be physically possible, because there's so much to know, I don't
think... Well, physical doesn't apply. Yeah. What is physical doesn't apply to the concept of God, right?
Oh, you got me there. That's beyond my abilities to reason. I haven't thought of that. That's too quick on...
Well, the atheist wouldn't believe in such a thing. The atheist wouldn't believe that there would be some sort of external, supreme, like, omniscient kind of being out there.
Yeah, I
think atheists might quibble over the definition of supreme being as to whether or not you can be an atheist and believe in aliens. And maybe that's a good question, is are you an alien-believing atheist? Do you believe that that's possible? Or do you have to believe as an atheist that human beings are it as far as intelligent life in the entirety of the universe?
Well, there can also be aliens that are lower than us.
This is true. I mean superior aliens, right?
If scientists found life on, say, Mars, even if it was just a microbe, let's say would that throw out the whole Jesus and the creation?
Oh, I'm sure they'd come up with something. There would be some sort of statement would be issued from the Pope. Catholic Church would say something about life on Mars. In fact, I feel like they have addressed the idea of aliens.
Think they said something like they were open to the idea of it now or something because, there was scientific proof suddenly, and so they have to cover their butts.
Right, yeah. For hundreds of years, the Catholic Church has been covering their butts by making up new press releases or whatever.
It's kind of like signing statements with presidents, I guess.
Yeah, so Bill, anything else you want to share tonight?
That'll be it, but thank you for taking
time
with me.
Dude. Bye-bye. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Brad in West Virginia, listening to WVTS. Hello, Brad. Brad in West Virginia, going once. Brad in West Virginia, going twice.
Hey,
Brad, go ahead with your thoughts.
You guys got me now?
Yeah, we got you. Go ahead.
Okay, good. Okay, here are my thoughts on what you guys are talking about. I do have a strong Christian faith, and basically, you can debate the specifics, the details. It all comes back. Eventually, you'll get to the point of where did it all come from?
Good question, Brad. We'll come back and talk about it if you want. Hang on. We'll bring you back in a moment at 800-259-9231. I want to make sure we give out this DVD. It is Twas the Night Before Easter. It's the VeggieTales gang. You know them if you're parents. Go ahead and get on the phones now. Call our special contest line at 603-435-1105. We'll give it to caller number two, 603-435-1105. If you call in now at that number, you could win the VeggieTales DVD. Someone will win that DVD. Twas the Night Before Easter from VeggieTales. 603-435-1105. More coming up.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure, comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed, high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Our big story, food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn prices up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at SeedsNow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, SeedsNow.com, your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Here we go. The Spring Break $99 deal from Life Change Tea. Hit it, boys.
If you want it, here it is. Come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's right. 2 months of Super Tea and a 45-day supply of fat burners for just $99. Spring into health for just $99. Feel good. Clean your body. Lose weight. It works immediately, so call now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can purchase online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember,
Sonny, if you want it, here it is. Come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's getthetea.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live, dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website, at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find there completely free. Once again, freetalklive.com. We have got various different things on that site, including archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the site. At the top, you'll get the latest 7 days, and then you click into the archive section, and that'll take you all the way back to late 2006. It's all free over at freetalklive.com. Now, on Free Talk Live, we've talked about investing in gold and silver as a hedge against inflation, and it seems to me like that's a pretty good strategy. I'm not a professional investor. You know, this isn't investing advice. But then again, whose advice is better than anyone else's advice? Gold and silver, historically, from my understanding, have done a very good job of kind of keeping up in value to the inflation of a government fiat currency. And for me, that's how I choose to take some of my extra money that I have in savings. You know, once I get to a certain point, I say to myself, all right, well, it's time to take some of that money out and put it into something else. It's time to turn those Federal Reserve notes into something that could hold value.
Yeah.
And gold and silver have done a pretty good job of that. So I'm a fan. I like silver better than gold because, well, I can't afford thousands of dollars to buy gold with. So silver makes it a little more doable. And, of course, I've seen the price of silver quadruple in the last decade.
Just in the past year, it's almost double.
It's crazy. Yeah. So it's never too late to get on board and get yourself some gold or silver. You can do that over at silver.freetalklive.com. We've teamed up with Midas Resources to make it easy to buy silver and gold, to keep the choices simple so you're not overwhelmed with all the different options out there. And, of course, Midas Resources is actually the company that owns our syndicate, the company that helps us get on radio stations around the country. So when you buy through silver.freetalklive.com, you're actually helping Free Talk Live directly because we have a small cut of the percentage of the sale, and also helping the company that helps syndicate this program. So you get the silver and the gold that you're looking for at a great price. Go ahead, shop around, make sure, and you'll also help Free Talk Live too. So good deals. Go to silver.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, Brad is still with us, I believe, in West Virginia, listening to WVTS. Brad, I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get your thoughts out, so go ahead.
I'll preface all this by saying I'm glad you guys are talking about theology in whatever form you guys are talking about it, because I think it's kind of the universal language. Everybody has these questions. Everybody thinks about it. I believe strongly that there is a God. I believe strongly in the, traditional Judeo-Christian version of history. What I wanted to bring up, and what I'm eager to hear you respond to, is when what I was saying was every conversation you have about this, every conversation about theology, ultimately boils down to Darwinists would call the Big Bang, to what creationists call, the first 7 days. But no one really knows, and that's what Christianity is all about. That's what really any theology is all about, faith. And so, I mean, it all boils down to that. No one has an answer. There is no science that can answer these questions 100%. What's your response to that?
I agree with that, yeah. I mean, there is no real firm answer on how the universe was created. There's some interesting ideas out there about the universe, but from our perspective as, the little ants here on Earth, there's very little, I think, that we could really come to grasp about things that are universal in that way.
And so if we're putting that little faith in our own knowledge, then how can we say that, yes, there is no higher being, there is no God?
But how can you say it's that God?
As opposed to
any other.
Well, how about multiple gods? Or how about, I have a panentheistic belief system, which does not hold that there is a God that's separate from anything, that everything is essentially just an extension of, if you want to use the term God, all that is essentially God. So there's different, different interpretations of how the universe is created out there. But you're right, a lot of it does have to do with faith.
Yeah.
And so my upbringing, this does come back to upbringing, so it comes back to what I was taught, what my parents explained to me, what everything that I was shown as a child growing up.
And you believed it, right?
Of course, yeah.
Well, what are the odds you were, they were right versus wrong? I mean, what are the odds that the people that are, do you believe it's true that there's only one truth about God, for lack of a better term?
I think there's a universal truth about everything.
Okay. So do you believe that as a Christian, that the people who weren't raised in Christian families, as you had apparently the good fortune to be, people that, you know, say were born in the woods in Africa and they never encountered the Christian message.
Mowgli.
You believe that they are going to hell?
Well, it's interesting that you bring that up, because the Bible, in ways, and I can't quote accurately enough to delve into it, but it does talk about that. So my belief system is that no, if you're talking about the most distant, untouched parts of the planet away from Israel, then no, those people are not going to hell. If you have been explained to, if you have heard the story of Christ and you have not accepted it, then yes, you are going to hell. And
the inconsistency there seems pretty blatant to me. So you're willing to give a pass to somebody who hasn't ever heard the story about Jesus, but for anyone who has been pitched, to anybody who has heard the sales pitch and has looked at it, considered it, and said, yeah, that's a bunch of crap. Like we were talking about before, how...
If you've heard it, rejected it, then yes, you are cut off from God for eternity.
It's so... Do you understand how unloving that is?
Like, your God's kind of a jerk, man.
You don't see how that is unloving. I mean, if you want to make the claim, and the Christians make this claim, I know, I went to church, I was a Presbyterian for a long time, the Christians make the claim that God is all-loving. That just does not jive, dude.
Yeah.
If you are all-loving, you are all-loving. You do things from a position of love for your creation. If we are created in God's image, then you do things as this all-loving God for your creation. You do not punish eternally your creation.
That's the forgiveness aspect. If you accept God's forgiveness, then you are forgiven for all eternity. If you look at that forgiveness and say, no, I can do it on my own, and reject God, then yes, you are cut off from God.
That's not fair.
What if I got a really bad sales pitch? What if some guy came up and started hitting me with a Bible and said, believe in God or die, believe in God or die? Like, I don't want to go with that guy.
But wait a minute, that doesn't... You've even changed the pitch. The pitch is supposed to be not about forgiveness, but the pitch is supposed to be about accepting Jesus as your Savior, right? I mean, what's the pitch here?
okay, I'm at your doorstep. the pitch is that I don't remember John 3:16 exactly. Essentially,
for God to love the world that He gave His only Son to.
You're the best.
Yeah, blah, blah.
You're the best, Meg. Looking out for me.
Okay. Well, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you.
I can rattle off the Bible verses. I know them.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You went to a Christian private school, right?
Yeah.
So it just doesn't... It's not a persuasive pitch. It's a crazy pitch. And how anybody is supposed to, you know, put their faith in that, it's so backwards. He's not a loving God. What are you talking about? It's Free Talk Live.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
If you breathe, eat, or drink, your body's pH balance is at risk. Micronized, activated zeolite is the only product of its kind on the market that can balance pH levels and offset immediate and long-term effects of nuclear fallout. 100% natural, safe, and gentle enough for children, animals, and pregnant women. Activated zeolite, available at RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574. RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574.
Hi everyone, I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of a biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Meg.
Speaking of those features, there's our bulletin board system there. You can go and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners at bbs.freetalklive.com. bbs.freetalklive.com. As we continue, we'll take your phone calls about anything you like. Let's talk to Dee, listening in North Carolina. Dee, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Meg.
Hey, it's great to be here.
Hey,
can you hear me?
Good to have you. What's on your mind?
Oh, well, I'm real passionate about the subject you guys are talking about.
Okay.
I grew up in a, quote, Christian home, fundamentalist Christian home, and went to Christian school and went to church 3 times a week and actually went out and proselytized or evangelized, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it was, I was totally saturated with it. And, you know, I wanted to be a good person. I wanted to do the right thing. But, as a child growing up, I was tormented with the idea of hell. I would actually go to church on Wednesday night and do what they call getting saved almost every week, because they would preach about hell, and I would be up at 3 o'clock in the morning crying in my bedroom.
Oh, geez.
Because I wasn't sure that I was sure that I was sure.
Oh man!
Accepted Jesus as my Savior. I mean, this loving God, you know, this whole and I'll just tell you what's happened is I have been set free, And I have found the loving God. He's in my heart, and he has nothing to do with the God that they're talking about.
There you go, dude.
And you know what, man? I can prove it with their own Bible. I can prove it with their own Bible because it says God is love, and it also says in another passage that love never fails. And in my opinion, if the majority of humanity perishes and burns forever, then that's called failure.
Yeah.
And God is all-knowing, and he knows the end from the beginning. So just knowing that lets you know that he created it. If it's like they say, he created it with the foreknowledge that that's what would happen. And there's no way that could happen.
Yeah, that's a great point.
I know you got other callers.
Well, hold on a second, Dee. That point's a really good point, and it deserves further bearing out.
Yeah.
The idea of free will versus the God that is omniscient.
Right.
Because on one hand, you're told that, well, you've got free will. You get to choose whether you're this or that. And God will punish you if you don't choose the right thing. But if God's really omniscient,
he already knows.
Right. Then there is no free will.
Back to Jesus, he over and over and over, he said, fear not, fear not, fear not. And that whole religious system that we're discussing that I was raised with is based on fear.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's how you get to control people.
Yeah.
Which is why...
I think the phrase is fear is the heart of love or something like that. I know there's a fear-based love that comes out of Christianity.
Well, and here's the other thing. I actually spent years studying the scripture to find out for myself. I had to get away from the church, away from the influence of other people, and find out for myself what I believed and what I didn't believe. And,
mm-hmm.
and I'll give you something here to watch for when you're talking to people. This will really help. When you're dealing with these people that, like two or three callers ago, the guy was explaining it to you. He was kind of timid about it. And when you ask him, so do you believe that people that don't accept Jesus are going to burn in hell forever? And he said, I hate to say it, but yes, I'm afraid so.
Mm-hmm.
At least he was
just
honest.
The fact that he said, I hate to say it, he is embarrassed for his God because, let me tell you, these people do not even really believe what they say they believe. That's the problem. They don't really believe in eternal hell because their mind, their subconscious mind will not let them really believe that and at the same time believe in a loving God. And I can prove they don't believe it because they go to church, they preach hell, they have a little service, a chance for people to come forward. And then they go out to eat and have a big time, and all the people around them are going to hell. How could you enjoy yourself for 1 minute?
Great points, man. You
nailed
it tonight.
How could you go to the beach? How could you? These preachers are on these vacations and flying around these jets, and the whole world's going to hell, man. That can't be true.
It's got to be super depressing.
Yeah.
And if you ask these people that witness to you about that and try to tell you that you're going to hell, ask them one question. Ask them what would they change about that whole plan. If they could change one thing about the so-called gospel, what would they change? And I know what it would be. They would want to give people another chance. Now, how could you have more love in your heart for a God, for a humanity than God does,
if
God is love? And the source of love, the love you have for your fellow man comes from God.
Mm-hmm.
So how could you love, how could I be in heaven forever and ever knowing that most of my family was in hell and it'd actually be heaven? What would be heavenly about that?
Wow, man.
We should just retain this guy every time
this is the best call.
Discussion comes up. Just
think about it, man. I would like to just walk up and tap God on the shoulder and say, excuse me, I know it's against the rules and I won't tell anybody, but can I go take my cousin's place or my son's place in hell for just a little while and let him relief?
Wow.
No, it's just not true, dude.
Thank you, dude. I really appreciate the call and the thoughts. Very insightful.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
It's definitely something to think about. I mean,
there's a lot to think about.
Yeah, you ask those questions, and, you know, they always have the side skirt answers or the new answer. It's always different. Not one Christian out there knows their own religion because nobody can define it. Nobody can give you answers on that because it's too confusing,
Let's continue with your calls. Danny LaDonna is with us, director of Plain Columbine. Danny, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. I heard you were talking about religion tonight, and so I wanted to call in and share a funny story that I had. Being a high school student in Colorado, a very religious community, I grew up as an atheist in a non-religious home. And so I'm at a school dance. I'm a junior in high school, right? And I'm dancing with this girl. And as we're dancing, it's a slow dance, and we're talking a little bit. And she mentioned something about how she really would like to hang out with me again, and perhaps we could go to another dance like the ones at her church. And I said, oh, that sounds interesting. She says, yeah, what church do you go to? I said, well, I don't go to a church. And she says, you don't go to a church? I said, no, I don't. And then she said, well, do you believe in God, right? I said, no, I don't. I'm an atheist. And she stopped dancing with me right there. And she looked at me. She looked at me and she said, you can't be an atheist. I said, why not? She said, because you're too nice.
Oh.
And so at that point, I realized that she had grown up with an idea of what it means to be an atheist.
Yeah, well,
and
apparently you're this evil Satanist,
you know,
or something.
Drug use and violence and all, you know, like hedonism, right?
You're a baby eater person.
yeah, absolutely. How'd that end up, by the way? Did you continue dancing at that point, or was it pretty much over?
Yeah, right. I think that was the one dance that we shared. And in the years to follow, I would come to realize that the prospect for dating religious women is not so good if you're non-religious. In fact, one poll shows that parents view atheists as the least likely candidate that they would like their religious children to marry.
Sure.
It's not a popular alternative, largely for the reason your other guests have mentioned, in terms of viewing morality as coming from scripture or coming from religion.
Yeah, your morality comes from within, right? Based on your own experiences and choices.
I would say so. I would say if the only reason that you aren't murdering me is because a book written of thousands of years ago is telling you not to, I would say you're a bad person, and I'm a little bit frightened to be around you, because there are better reasons to treat one another kindly.
Yeah.
Thank you, Danny, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for the story.
Have a good night.
Yep, and he's right. I mean, certainly within the world of Christianity, atheists are painted as pretty much right next to Satanists.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you might as well just be a Satan-worshipping evildoer if you're an atheist.
If you're an atheist, you must have some club that you go to, like, once a week where you slaughter something. And, I mean, that's what these people equate it to, so...
Oh, my goodness. All right, toll-free number here tonight, 800-259-9231. If you are on the line, stick with us. We will get to do our best to get you in here in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up shortly here. You can comment on religion or bring up anything you want, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves, and that's why we call it Free Talk Live. Once again, that number, 800-259-9231. The remaining moments coming up shortly.
It's the shirt you wear most. An essential in any professional man's wardrobe. It's the white dress shirt. And for over half a century, the Paul Frederick White 10-Point Oxford Dress Shirt has set the standard for quality, comfort, and style. It regularly starts at $40 or more. But we're so confident that it will become your favorite shirt, we're making it available at the exclusive introductory price of only $19.95. Go to 1995shirt.com and choose our classic button-down with button cuffs or our traditional straight collar with either button or French cuffs. Choose from regular, trim, and big and tall sizes with 55 combinations of collar and sleeve lengths for an exact fit. Order today and you'll also receive free monogramming and $8.50 value. Go to 1995shirt.com right now to order your Paul Frederick White 10-Point Oxford Dress Shirt for just $19.95. Enter promo code TUCK. That's 1995shirt.com. Promo code TUCK.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything in the remaining moments, but if you're not already on hold, then I'm not going to give you the number because the lines are loaded. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Meg.
Website, freetalklive.com. You can join us there, grab archives, and interact with our listeners in various different ways. But the main feature of the site actually allows you to control the content. So if you find something online that you think's interesting, you want to submit to the site, you can do that. Submit it as show prep, and then other listeners get to vote on whether they like or dislike what you've put in there. You get to vote on things, too. The most voted up, make it to the front page and the top of the site. It's a vote that actually counts. You can go to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. As we continue here, taking your phone calls about what you want, Melissa's listening to WTAR in West Virginia, or excuse me, not West Virginia, in Virginia, in the Norfolk area. Hello, Melissa.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to say, I want to make some comments about what you guys were talking about, Christianity.
Sure.
I'm a Christian, and first of all, that verse you were saying, with fear and love, that verse is perfect love casts out fear. And I think that Christianity is misinterpreted, and a lot of people represent it like that, it's about control. We want to control things, and I think that some churches and some Christians who get the wrong idea, it's because of these misinterpretations.
I would tend to agree with you. I think Christianity is heavily misinterpreted. I think that a lot of the people that call themselves Christian absolutely have no idea what Christianity is really about. From my understanding, the idea of being a Christian is one who emulates Christ, not one who believes that Christ was their savior or whatever, but one who does their best to follow Christ's example of, say, turning the other cheek and loving their enemy. And if you look at the tremendous amount of so-called Christians out there who do things like support the government or support the wars around the world.
That's, or those anti-gay people who do the
hate towards others. Yeah, I mean, the idea that these people believe they're Christian, they've clearly been sold the false bag of goods.
I know Satanists who are nicer than those people.
It's so sad. I mean, it really is sad because, yes, being a good Christian is acting, following Jesus' example, but what people don't understand is the gift of salvation is free. It's free. It's not about God trying to control us. It's not about fear. It's about, you know, receiving a free gift of forgiveness. And I think that that is just so misunderstood. It's about, it's not about God trying to, you know, say, oh, if you don't accept me, you're going to hell.
No, but it is about man trying to control man with that particular statement, with that belief system. And thank you, Melissa, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. It is about man who wants to control his fellow man into giving him money, into giving him land, and essentially that's what the religion was essentially formed for. It was to give people control over others.
Yeah,
and
obedience.
It's a really powerful story. If you can get people to believe this scary story and get them to sign on to this fear-based religion, then, you know, you've got them.
Yeah, it's just the same as being afraid of, like, you know, doing something wrong and your parents punishing you for it, you know, only on a bigger scale.
Let's continue with your calls and talk to John, listening in Tennessee to XM's America's Talk. Hello, John.
Yes, sir.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I know you kind of moved on, but I've kind of got a way to tie both topics together.
All right.
Because I just had a long conversation with my stepson last night. My wife has two herniated vertebrae in her neck. She's been in two car wrecks. And when I first met her, she was very much hooked on the pain pills. I had her on pain pills and muscle relaxers on some daily thing. And I was like, you know, okay, baby, try this. A couple puffs of this. See how you like it. And now she's pretty much completely off for the pain pills except for the absolutely worst days.
Wow.
She smoked a half bowl in the morning, half a bowl by an hour before bedtime. She's good for the day. She can get up. She can move around, do things with the kids. The pain isn't crippling her. I don't have to watch her get up in the middle of the night, sit up in bed crying. But we're in a non-medical state.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But my stepson, she's Catholic, and her twins were raised up very, very religious. He's 18. And he was questioning the morality of it. And I was like, okay, which is...
The morality of using medical marijuana?
Or just marijuana that isn't donated, like, or even labeled medical in that state.
Honestly, it gets used both ways. But
right.
My intent in introducing her to it was medical, but she enjoys it also. So
sure.
Who's to say you can't, you know, enjoy your... Anyway.
So he's questioning the morality
which is less moral? Something that was grown, God put on this earth, it was grown by someone who cared and took pride in what to do, or something that was fixed together in a laboratory.
Well, that's an interesting question, but there's nothing immoral about something made in a laboratory necessarily. Mm-hmm. But I think the real relevant question to be asked there is about if you're looking at morality and cannabis use. The question is it immoral to break bad laws?
Well, see, I made the case that it's a matter of moderation. Because first he said, well, okay, well, it's against the law, and I said, well, whose laws? The law of man, there are a lot of places where it's against the law to be a Christian.
Yeah, there you go. Is it immoral in that case to be a Christian?
Whose laws? He said, well, then he brought up the Bible. And I said, well, show it to me. He said, well, Jesus said drunks are fools. I said, yeah, but Jesus also drank wine. It's a matter of moderation.
There you go.
It's a matter of moderation. Gluttony is a sin.
I've heard some people claim that Jesus smoked weed.
I don't know, but I do know the Bible.
It's been around a long time.
Yeah.
All the plants and animals put on this earth were for man's use.
Right. Did God make a mistake with marijuana?
Yeah. Whoops.
No,
sorry about that.
It's a case of moderation, just like with strong drink and sex. This, the same act of love that a husband and wife commit, a serial rapist can do.
Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you tonight, John. Let's talk also to Andy, listening in Virginia. Oh, wait, Andy's gone. Let's try the creature calling from Georgia, listening to America's Talk, XM 158. Hello there.
Good. I called in originally to make a comment about the pot. I heard you talking about Jesus and Christianity. I just want to say Jesus saved my life. Just by calling on his name saved my life. And I was an atheist, and I just whispered his name. I went, Jesus Christ. And I mean, everybody was, I was at this party,
and all these people is going to do something real bad to me. And I called upon Jesus, and they all walked away. They all walked in different directions.
Oh, I was going to say, did he sail in with a cape and start punching everybody? That'd be awesome.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231 is the number.
Jesus, the superhero.
Try to sneak in. Let's go to, I believe we've got Aaron listening in Ohio. Aaron, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Meg.
Yeah, I'm new to this whole liberty thing, and I wanted to ask you a question. What's the difference between a liberal and a libertarian?
It depends. Like, Meg, you used to consider yourself a liberal.
Oh, I was a major liberal, which liberal basically means that you use the government when you think that it's helping people, and so you think you're morally superior because everybody who wants to, like, get rid of the government obviously wants, you know, people to...
They're just greedy.
Yeah, they just want to keep their money, and they don't want to help out the poor. And so liberal, I just basically defined as somebody who uses the government for what they think are good purposes.
But the problem is in the means. In order to achieve good ends, you can't use evil means.
Yeah.
The evil means being the government being a coercive apparatus.
And then I found out that the ends turned out not to be that great anyway. So
yeah, that's a great point. But then again, if you go back in time to the term, you look at the term liberal over decades and decades, it has changed.
Yeah, it's like different in different parts of the world.
But it was different in this. It was different in this country 100 years ago.
Probably this building.
Yeah, I mean, it used to be that a liberal was more of a libertarian kind of person. Yeah. So,
but libertarian to me seems more Republican side almost.
These days, the term libertarian has changed just in the last 30 years as well, which is why I don't use that term anymore. Sorry, go ahead with your thoughts.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what I thought. I've always thought, like, libertarians and liberals are kind of the same. The only difference, they care about liberty and freedom. Liberals want to do it through the government. Libertarians, like me, we want to do it without the government. We want to get rid of the government or limit them.
I stopped using definitions.
Right, it's hard to use these terms. I'm sure if we had a liberal on, they would say they care about freedom.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, they're supporting things like war. So clearly, you know, you don't get to say on one hand and then actually act on another and have those contradict.
Well, I think that's a bit of an extreme step. They would say that they're helping people, like, you know, giving the homeless welfare or something like that, but they forget that, oh, I got to steal that money from somebody to give it to that person.
Well, they don't necessarily forget it, but they have a little story they've told themselves about how it's not stealing when we do it because we're the government or that, it's necessary, and so therefore it's not stealing.
For the greater good.
Yeah. Anything else you want to share tonight?
No, pretty much. I mean, basically, that's kind of what I thought. I just wanted to know what your thoughts are, because I'm trying to learn about this. I'm kind of new to this libertarian thing, and I just started listening to you guys a few weeks ago on your podcast. So,
well, thanks, and welcome aboard. Don't hesitate to call us back in the future. If you've got anything else you want to bring up, we'd be happy to talk to you about it. And, you know, the term libertarian, as you mentioned, it's kind of been tainted with this conservatism, which is icky to me, and I come from a conservative world. but we'll come back tomorrow night, talk more, and you can bring up anything you want at that time. Thanks, Meg.
See you
online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. I prefer voluntarist. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.